Halacha Nuntas. Halacha Nuntas. Let's begin. Kiloi Nachash B'Yakov. There is no... What's the English word for Nachash?
Charm.
No, it's a better word. Divination. Divine. Okay, whatever. It's charm, magic. Things which are not natural. B'Yakov.
Amulet,
that's an object. Nachash means some type of black magic. Some type of black magic. Kishuf, koiches atum, it's not so clear that today these things work. It used to be clearly they worked in the time when it was we always mentioned, Zel u'ma zel bora elokim, when they were Nevi'im of MS, Hashem gave power to Nevi'i Sheker, false prophets. When Nevu was bottled, there was still some connection, some communication called the baskoil. A baskoil would come out and reveal things from the other world. Zel, in order to maintain the balance of Bechira, there was in this world a powerful force of evil, a spiritual force of evil, whatever that means. Today we don't have a baskoil, we don't have Nevua, we don't have anything, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes easy on us, and he took away from us all of these, the koyach of Ruach HaTuma. We don't hear today about ghosts and haunted houses. We have other problems, okay, but we don't have these. But these powers, without question, we have Emuna existed in the time of Chazal, in the time of the Nevi'im, and the Pasuk here says that you're not allowed to make use, you're not allowed to use these powers. The only thing we do is to rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki le'nachash b'Yakov tzivanu tzureinu, our Creator has commanded us, lo senachashu, do not engage in this activity of nichush. Okay, I'll explain a few different examples. And because of Rachmana Litzlan, out of the many sins that have increased in the Jewish people, kayom hazeh menachashim b'Yisrael, people are into going to stargazers. They're into palm readers. They're into who knows what. All these type of things where people feel that they can control their destiny by looking into the stars, looking into the palm, looking into the mazel, and believing they can outsmart Hashem. They look into the times. They say that a person should remember not to eat on Motzei Shabbos eggs. Why? I don't know. Some superstitious reason. Reason of Oshlo Lokachas Eish De Pa'amim. Not to light a fire twice in a row. Kishyesh Chol Babayis or Yoledes Tisha Yamim. A Yoledes should not light a fire twice in a row. Whatever that means. I have no idea what these things are. The Kama, there are many things. She'ein HaPeh Yochol L'Dabram. There are many things which are ridiculous. I don't want to discuss them. V'oivim al mitzvahs malkein. Anyone that engages in this activity is oiver on a mitzvah, on a prohibition of the Torah, lo sin nachashu. V'yad yesh nichosh v'rav v'rav v'vunayk b'in b'nei adam v'roin eish v'gecholos boyarus mu'umad. If a person sees the fire and coals that are burning, mu'umad, they're rising, oimim yiyelanu oireach, you say words, may you be for us a guest. Intechabeu b'mayim ho'oireach yipo b'mayim, and if you extinguish with water, all these strange things, I know what these things are, then may the guest yipo b'mayim. So there's a fire that's lit, and if you should say something to it, and if you extinguish it, it's a bad sign. The ein l'cha nichush gadol mizeh. There's no greater nichush than this. I don't know what this means. Emes yatzav hadav hakami bnei adam nisu. Many people have tested. Achu hasatan hu hamaseh oisam. So he says as follows. Even though you will find that sometimes some of these signs work, there are some things that he says that in his time, 800 years ago, it worked. It doesn't mean anything. It's the satan. It's not a source of holiness. When the satan sees that a person is menachesh and his guest falls in water, he drowns. Whatever this means, woe to those people who do this. Ki oivrim al kama alan los nachashuv los yimatzim b'cha o menachesh uvich gosem los yilechu v'oid sha'oisim edus ha'tayra sheker ki loy nachash b'yakev.
Would you call the
Avodah Zarah Mamish.
Why Ma'aseh Satan? They bow down to an idol.
No, and they put it in, and it came out of Egel.
It's irrelevant. The point is, they bow down. The Torah says, "It's Eile Elohecha Yisrael." They declared the idol is to be their God. What more do you want than that?
There's
objections. I know. There's a lot of.
But that's not the only way of looking at it. Uvioyim
pogti pokadati was suffering ad hayoyim zeh because of the chiro egel. The egel is avodah zara. Moshe broke the luchas.
The card through nichush or the card through ma'aseh satan. That's what.
The Kushri says...
What difference does it make? What do you mean, Ma'aseh Satan? It says, read the Pasuk. We're making up new Pirushim in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Moshe, Givoshesh, Moshe, read the Pesukim. Chumash and Rashi. The Iker Yesodis of life are Chumash and Rashi. Klal Yisrael, make no mistake about it. They made an Egel Hazav. Yeah. They bowed down to it. Yeah. They worshipped it. Yeah. They said, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Don't fatayish, lundish, oh, this was really this and that. This is Bava Mises. What?
I read the Shabbos from Yudalev. He says the Averity Oiver is not, that you shouldn't make
Dak Shebedak. Yeah.
That was the Averity Oiver, not.
Okay, the Ayim Panim Latoy, but that is not for the.
Different also.
Yeah, the Rabban says.
Don't ignore the Pshutoy Shel Mikra and let people believe, people be misled to think. The bottom line is Klal Yisrael worship an eagle. The consequences were the Luchos were shattered. The consequences were that 3,000 people were killed, died. There was a magefa afterwards. And Hashem says that in every generation, uviyoyim pokti pokadati. You're telling me the chet was daka shabadaka, it was l'shem shemayim. If that's all really the case, then why are we still suffering ad hayom hazeh? How would Moshe Rabbeinu have the gall to take the luchas, the masei elokim heima, via michtav, michtav elokim heima, and to shatter it? What do they do? They were saying l'shem yichud. It was all this is absurd. Read the Torah. You're making up a new Torah. There's no chedu ego. We live in a world where whitewashing history. This is a very dangerous game. It's a very dangerous game to whitewash history. This never happened. That never happened. Then they'll start saying the Holocaust never happened. The Crusades never happened. The Chmielnytsky massacres. This never happened. You just rewrite history. Nothing ever happened. The world wasn't created either. It was existed. Where are you going over here with this?
There is a sevara that the Eger was going Elelecha Yisrael. The Eger Ba'im.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. Let's go further. Rabbi Yisrael, let's go further. Okay, now. This is a very important topic about Nich. Let's really discuss some halacha l'maisa. Those people. Okay, so first the paragraph we just basically I ran through because I don't know what he's talking about. He talks about some type of some superstition that people, if a person sees a fire, I don't know, and the fire has a certain surah, it looks like this. This happens, that happens. This is going to be a sign for a guest, someone who comes into your house. If you invite a guest into your home, and the Shabbos candles go out early, or the Shabbos candles last long, it is a sign if this guest will live or die. And it's Boduch Minusa. It's been tested and proven to be true. The Sefer Chasidim says it's Baba Mises. It's not true, and the more koyach you give to it, the worse you're making it. Because the basic principle in Chazal that say, if you are not makbid on these things, they are not makbid on you. There are certain superstitions. If you give it no value, then it has no effect. If you start ascribing significance to events, then Enochinami HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows what you give significance to work to your detriment to bring about harm. There's a very famous story where Chassan, people all worked up. We have Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zeche Tzach Levracha, a boy under the chuppah, a Chassan. Today's your site? Have Shlomo Zalman Arbach? Okay, may his neshama have an aliyah, Zuchus Yogin Aleinu. What was the Maisa? Everyone knows this Maisa under the chuppah, the boy. Is about to say Hare At Mikudeshesli. He takes the ring and the girl puts out her finger and the ring drops on the floor. and then he picks it up. Nochamo, Hareat, and the ring drops again. Happens a few times. So they stop the wedding. And they say to Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe it's a sign from Shomayim that it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be. It's not going to be a good shidduch. Who knows? So he says to them, you know why the ring fell on the floor 3-4 times?
Chas was nervous.
Because you're nervous. Don't attribute this to anything but being nervous. Don't get worked up and carried away and simon him. You walk the street. If the light is red, it means this. If it's yellow, it's nonsense. Total nonsense. This is what it means, lo sinachashu. Don't get carried away with all of these matters. The oisam hanoidrim kishayesh mechoish roish. Person take vows if they have a headache. Shalo yoichlu oid meroish shol behema. Hear this story? I have a headache. So what's the solution? It's a sign in Hashemayim not to eat the meat from the head of the animal.
Don't eat the
grashitza,
no
grashitza. Oh, kishahem choylem mibnei meayim. I have a stomachache. You know what that means? Don't eat meat that comes from kishka. Don't eat the kishka. Einam oichlem bnei meayim. Harezeh midarkei hoemari. Ella. The only thing a person should do is betach ba'akadosh baruch hu v'hu yeh rapa echa. Have faith in Hashem, He will heal you. Now this is where we get very, very complicated, because the problem is there are certain Mamori Chazal which tell us that there are divine signs. So it's a very difficult, if not impossible, task to differentiate what is called Nichush and what Chazal indeed allow us to use as Simonim. And there are Svarim written on this. Svarim trying, struggling to come up with rules. At the end of the day, you walk away more confused than when you started. At the end of the day, the yesod is, forget it. Don't go there. The only thing maybe that you're allowed to take focus of, to take, is what Chazal explicitly said is permitted. As he gives examples. King Shamru, Bereish Hashana, Simone Milsa. On Reish Hashanah, there's a minhag Yisrael to eat simonim. It should be a good sign for the year. Reish Hashanah yochel Reish ayil al shem sheniyah l'Reish. That we should be a Reish. V'loy l'zer v'minei misukim, sweet things. No horseradish in Reish Hashanah. Al shem shana misuga. We dip the apple in the honey. V'chein yarber tar ne goyla. We are marbin tar ne goylim, which are pru, which are fruitful. They produce, they lay many eggs. Chickens are typically more fruitful than other creatures. V'chein yidlak ner babayis, deloy nishiva zika. Another thing it says, I'm not familiar with this, is that you should light a ner on Rosh Hashanah so that the ner, your ner, should not go out. Something which we don't do. We do this on Yom Kippurim for a different reason, a more Kabbalistic reason. We have never heard people lighting neros on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah. This minute, it does not seem to be very common to light a ner on Rosh Hashanah so that the loy nishiva zika, that a person's zika, a person's wind, a person's has a simen, should not go out. These, the simanim of Rosh Hashanah, are very easy to answer. All the commentators tell us because they're done b'derech tefillah. Nichosh, there's no answer that's going to answer every single type of thing which Chazal permit. But the simanim of Rosh Hashanah have a very easy answer why they are permitted. It's not called nichosh. Nichosh is when something happens and you use this as a sign what you should do or what you should not do or what's going to happen to you. On Rosh Hashanah, we are making use of simanim as a form of prayer. We're eating the Rosh Ayil as a way of awakening us to ask Hashem, please Hashem, let the year that comes upon us be successful. We should be this year a Rosh and not a Zanav. Eating these things and using them as an opportunity to recite a Yehi Ratzon, which is a tefillah, it's a simin being used as inspiration to pray to Hashem for the future. Typically, nichush is, it's fait accompli. This is how it is. This happened, it means it's over. It means this will happen, that will happen, there's nothing I can do, I can't budge, I can't get out of the situation, it is a sign from heaven what I should do. That usually fits in the category of nichush. But doing something as a technique to come close to Hashem and to pray to Hashem, that is mutter. To start. A person who has to start something new, the oyman, he says, namtin on Rosh Chodesh. Let's begin on Rosh Chodesh. It's a good time. Rosh Chodesh is a good zman. It's not nichush. Ein ze derech hatov. That's incorrect. Ki mi yodea im yichye im yomus b'secha chodesh. Don't delay. Take advantage of the time. Take an opportunity. A moment comes. You have an opportunity to begin something. Don't focus on the zman. Do it immediately. Nimsa meis of rachmana. Let's say the person will die before that time. V'loikim ha-mitzvah. K'lelo sh'dover. Miyod kishatova ha-mitzvah liyotcha. Asei oisa. Yaltidcha oisa. Because of some type of nichush. V'chein dorshu chachomim. Ushmartim es ha-matzois. Al tikri ha-matzois. Elo ha-mitzvois. What is the lesson? The lesson is, Zrizim makdimim. What the lesson is, do it as quickly as possible. And bo mitzvah liyotcha al tanichena lahachmitz. Do not allow it to ferment. Ela asei oischa miyad. V'im choshav lasois mitzvah v'nenas. If you plan to do a mitzvah and it was taken away from you, v'lo yasa, doesn't matter. Malo v'kosav kilo asa shenemar ulechoish v'shmo machshav v'toivah kodesh baruch hu mitzarfo l'mais. Okay, now before we go, there's a lot of things here to discuss. Now, first of all, he discusses zman. Now, by Hasidim especially, there's a minhag, they don't get married at the end of the month. Okay, this is a very big topic of discussion, not to get married at the end of the month. They prefer to get married in the beginning of the month, up to the 15th day of the month. Today, it's not so easy to get a wedding hall at a cheap price, the wedding hall that you prefer. So it comes very often the question, listen, we can't afford, the only opportunity can we get married after the 15th day of the month when the moon is on its way down. So, halacha l'maisa, there's 100% mutter. But yet you do find that there are people that hold back. So is that a problem? Is that the geder nichush? So this is one of the questions. Obviously not. Obviously it's done. It's very common on certain groups not to get married at the end of the month. What's called the end of the month? Some want to say it's only the last 7 days. Some say it's even less than the last 7 days. Some are very, very machmir. They don't get married the last 14 days of the month. Why is that not a violation of nichosh? I don't know. I really don't. It's not all these questions, and they don't have good answers. I never was satisfied with the answers.
Some people don't
Tuesday, they want
to
get married.
Not to start on Monday and Wednesday. Not to start something new on a Monday and a Wednesday. Zugois, anything that is two, anything that's an even number is associated with avodah zarah. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. When you add number two, you're adding in a koyach of the zara. There is such a minhag not to start something new on a Monday or a Wednesday.
Friday
is Shabbos. The kiddush of Shabbos protects you. Yom HaShishi is not an issue.
No. Some people won't make kiddush around 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's for the shade.
Some. That's because also. I don't know all of these things. I don't know. I really don't know what to say. There are a lot of things like this. Look, Shas finishes off with, we like to be Mesayim Masechta Dever Toiv. Gesundheit. We're Mesayim Masechta with the Dever Toiv. How we Mesayim Shas? What Tana Beliyo Kol Hashana Halachs B'chol Muvtach Lo Shul B'Shul Ben Olam Haba. Every time in Chazal, it appears to end off with something that is not pleasant. You have to be Mesayim with Dever Toiv. Lein in Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, the minig is, you're not allowed to end or begin. So this is a very interesting difference. Some people, the only makbid not to end in aliyah with a davara, but begin, they're not so makbid. Some really, it says in the sources that you're not supposed to end or begin an aliyah with something which is not pleasant, because it's not a good simen. Simen, isn't that a violation of nichush? Especially when it comes to the Torah itself, when you're learning Kriyas HaTorah, what's the big deal to end off something, to end off a parsha with something which appears to be unpleasant? It's the Torah HaKadosha. If there's anything which you don't have to worry about, you have to worry about it when you're attaching yourself to the Torah, you should be protected. Yet, you see, that's an exception. People, we do not end off an aliyah with something which is not pleasant. How do you answer all these questions? How is this not a contradiction to what we just learned, that there's something called nichush? I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Where
What about
some people only read up to it,
that's Syria,
and then they go on further.
So they don't want to, because now that could be the Toicha can be explained because it's a curse. The Toichacha is a curse, and the person that gets the Ali of the Toichacha to a degree, he is al tiftach pel satan. That's not a simon.
That's why you give it to the rabbi.
You give it to the person who is not with. The Toichacha, you're bringing, it's a person is bringing upon himself, and al tiftach pel satan, it's as if it's being read to himself. What we're discussing is simonim. Don't end an aliyah with something that's unpleasant because it's a bad simon. Isn't that nichush? Don't begin something new on a Monday or a Wednesday because it's zugais. It's not going to succeed. Is that not zugais? Is that not a simon? Is that nichush? I don't have an answer. I really don't know. Yeah.
But we say in the davening, I forget where. That look and you will see that bad things happen to Rishoyim.
Yeah. Be'ibud Rishoyim Rina.
And yet he says that if an Eirich falls into the water, you know, that's not a bad sign. I mean, maybe it is. He says that, yes. Yipol Eirich B'mayim. He says on the top of the line. Adarabi, when you see bad things happening to people, it's not to judge
who's bad, who's good. How can you judge in today's day and age? No one knows anything. No one can chas. Bad things, we see that horrible things happen to the best people. It's a reality. You have people who are proven to be tzaddikim. Their life is an open book. And you see they suffer terrible tragedies. They have a problem with their children. They're sick. And they're not hiding any avera. They're in secret. They're doing averas.
You know, I understand that. But like, if you see a bad thing happening to Russia, that's a good thing.
The Ibud Risham Rina. So therefore?
So, but he says over here...
But bad things happen to tzaddikim also. So we don't know how these things work. If bad things only happen to wicked people, fine. But bad things happen to tzaddikim just as well. The same thing, the same world. Everyone goes through the same problems in life. No one's free from anything. So who's to judge? There's no way to judge. The bottom line is, the Mefarshim tell us, there are certain things for some reason have been accepted to do today. It's accepted, simonim, Rosh Hashanah, we have simonim. It's accepted in halacha, not in when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, there are simonim. There are different traditions of not starting something new on a Monday or a Wednesday. That is still a subject to debate. Some say it's only on a Wednesday, some only on a Monday. There's a whole discussion to this. There are things that have been accepted to do midin simone milsa. But whatever has not been established from time immemorial, it is categorically forbidden to say, oh, this is a sign. It's a sign that if I go to the train station and the train happens to be waiting for me, today's the day to invest in the stock market. This is categorically forbidden. Only things that have been accepted from time immemorial to be used as simonim, we accept. Everything else is off limits. There's nothing more to say. Let's go further. Yes, that's what nichush is. Nichush is superstition. It's all part of the big general category of nichush, doyer shel hamesim, oyv yidoni.
Where does the
ayin hara come into all this? Ayin totally different. Ayin hara is tsar. Ayin hara can be understood on the most mundane. Ayin hara in our generation is to be understood on the most simplistic, mundane level without any relation to anything supernatural. If you show off that you have a beautiful home, a beautiful car, and you have things that other people do not have, you're causing them pain. Person walks in the street and he sees, wow, this person is successful. And he thinks about himself. In my life, I did everything right. I took the same steps. And I'm a failure. I don't have what he has. I don't have this. I don't have that. And you flaunt and you display, you are causing a person agmas nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ignore the pain that one person caused another person, even the pain or the mental anguish of realizing that you have failed in life or others have succeeded.
That's an extremist attitude.
There are rules. You're allowed to walk around. You're allowed to walk around in a nice clothing and nice thing. But when you go out of your way, when you go out of your way to do things which are unusual, and you know that by doing so you're causing other people agmas nefesh. Everyone has examples that you know in your mind to be true. If you're allowed to live. You're allowed to live a normal life in this world, and you're allowed to enjoy the benefit. And anything that Hashem gave you that you do not enjoy, you'll be taken to task. Why did you not take advantage and enjoy the world that Hashem gave you? But there is a limit. There's natural. You don't have to have books to tell you this. There are certain levels. There are certain extremes. No, you do know the limits. Every person in their community and their little world knows the limits. Everyone knows the limits. Every person knows in every given situation where you stop. Okay, you have a child who go to school. The trust. What did they do many years ago? All the schools decided that there were some children that are poor, there are some that are well to do, and the ones that are well to come dressed in the most beautiful clothing, and the ones that are poor don't have what to wear, so they wear their shmatas. So it came a point where it became a problem. It came a point where the girls especially, they sensed, you know, look how they dress. And look how we dress. It became, so what do they ensue? Uniforms. Okay, that just began the beginning of the problem. So now, how do the wealthy girls, how do they, in the accessories, in the jewelry, in the shoes, in the coats, in the scarves, so it became a problem. So if you're a parent and in your child's class, the other students, the majority, are not in the same social status, so it's not proper for a parent who has no issue with money to provide their child in eighth grade with the most exquisite accessories, the most beautiful coat, the most beautiful shoes, the most beautiful knapsack, and all of the jewelry, and it causes other children pain. My parents can't give me this. These are children. So is that right? There is an end to it. You can give them a little bit more, but there's a degree. You don't have to look at Ayin Hara. Oh, it's superstitious, it's supernatural, and Shemayim. It's a matter of causing another human being mental anguish. I cannot.
This is true. We have a commandment. Exactly.
It's not your care. You are. They. That's their problem. Lo sachmod is not your business. That's their business. But you do not have a right to put them in a situation of where they now have in this soyon of lo sachmod. You coming? Look. It says lo sachmod, but I want to create a situation. I want to create the ultimate situation where you're going to be tested with lo sachmod. That is categorically forbidden. You're not allowed to go and create an environment. Oh, now I'm going to put you in the lion's den, and now I'm not going to be punished because it's your mitzvah d'oraisa lo sachmod. You don't want to do that.
You can't buy a Lexus or anything? Yeah.
If you need it, you can. But don't. I don't even know what we're talking about this. This is Dvarim Shutim. There's no need to talk about this. It's Dvarim Shutim Ad Ma'od that it's a matter of don't. Every situation is different. If Hashem gave you a bracha, enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, you'll be taken to task why you did not enjoy it. But don't use your blessing as a way to torture other people. This is Dvarim Shutim. This is so simple, common sense. Let's move ahead. Viter. Pei Gimel. I want to go to the next halacha. Let's go further. Ksiv, it says, B'soif Hosea, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokech, Gedol Shuva Shemagas Lakis Yaakovit. Shenemer, Ad Hashem Yiecha Min Advarim, one shekad v'liyolam. It's one thing which came before the world was created. V'hi shekul k'neged kol hakorbanos. Shenemar zivchi Elokim ruach nishba. What is the ultimate sacrifice to Hashem? A broken spirit. Lo nemar zevach. It does not say a sacrifice. Ela zivchei. Sacrifices. B'loshen rabim. And Chazal Darshan, all of the sacrifices in the world do not come and equal the value of a ruach nishbara, a broken spirit. Humility before Hashem is equal to zivchei, not zevach. V'al yirael lebal hateshuvah shehu meruchot nimalos hatzadikim, a bal teshuvah should never think for a moment that he is distant. B'mnei ha'avonis, because of his sins v'hachatoim shabashoim b'asher heve, which heve, v'chotol fosha, that he committed, ki ein hadover kein, elo ohufu v'nechmo l'vnei abori yoyse v'na tzadikim. Shrei tom es hacheit, v'kofo es yitzro, he tasted sin, and he overcame. He forced his yetzahara to be put in its place. B'mokoim, and Chazal tell us, b'mokoim shabalei teshuva oimdim, tzadikim gimurim einam yecholim la'amoid. Tzadikim gemurim cannot stand. Now that does not mean that this is a very difficult chazal. It's not fair. A tzadik meikoroi should be worse than a baal teshuva. The bottom line is the baal teshuva did an avera. It's very good. He did teshuva. He is rewarded. But it doesn't say anywhere that a baal teshuva is greater. It's a very important point. It doesn't say anywhere that a Baal Teshuva is greater than a Tzadik Gomer. It just says it's different. Different. B'mokom shebalei Teshuva oimdim ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim lamor. They don't relate to it. It's a different world. You can't have everything in this world. We always make that mistake. We think that everything is attainable. Different strokes for different folks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Baalei Teshuva an opportunity that is one of a kind. They know what it means, chet, that they can now use to their advantage to overcome their Yetzirah, make the right decision, and do Teshuva, and that Teshuva will turn their chet into a zuchus. That does not, and that zuchus is something that a tzaddik me'ikaroi can never, ever, ever relate to. A person who never did this avera does not know what it means to live such a life, does not know how that taste of what it's like and to reject it, overcome it, and become a tzaddik. But it does not necessarily mean that the Baal Teshuva is greater than the tzaddik meikaroi. That's not what it says in the Chazal. It means they're different. They're different. They have a unique opportunity, and a tzaddik gomer can't relate to it. The type of reward a Baal Teshuva will receive is unique. But don't forget, the type of reward that a Tzadik Gomor, a Tzadik Meikaroi will receive is likewise unique. And the Baal Teshuva will never be able to experience that. So Baal Teshuva shouldn't say, I want to be greater than the Tzadik. So you know what I'll do? I'll do Averos. I will do Averos, so now I can become Baal Teshuva. It reminds me, someone told me on Shabbos, something so shocking. There was a parent who had a child that was struggling in yeshiva. Really struggling to the point where the yeshiva told the parents, I'm sorry, he can't keep up. This is not the right place for him. You have to look for a yeshiva that will take care of his needs. So he went yeshiva hopping from one administrator to another, to one principal to another principal. So he went to one, he went on a wild goose chase, and one principal was listening to the story, and he says to him, so this is shocking what I'm about to tell you, says to him, you know, it's a real shame your child didn't go off the derech. If he would have gone off the derech, I have a lot of solutions for him. A lot of institutions, a lot of yeshivas that would take him with open arms and rehabilitate him. But he didn't go off the derech, so they'll never take him. So we have to find for you a yeshiva for children who didn't go off the derech and need help. I mean, is this guy nuts? This guy totally off the wall for saying that? It's a true story. This is a true story. True story. The person who told this to me told me firsthand, and I believe him 100%. I could not believe what I was hearing. He could not believe what he was hearing. Okay, but the point is, it's different. The point here we have over here, Baalei Teshuva, just because a person that tzaddik meikaroi, I know, I'll do an avera. I'll do an Avera so I can do Teshuva, and I'll be the Madrega, but Mokum Shabbalei Teshuva, and then I feel the Tzadim Gemur and Yechum Lama. It's ridiculous. It's totally shtutz for Hevel. It just means different.
We're defining the Baal Teshuva as somebody who knew up until a certain point in his life this is going to be today, but I choose not to.
Say that again?
A person who knows, well, that's a very general term. We like to throw it around today. Baal Tshuva is a person who's a tinuk shenishba. I think the way the Sefer Chassidim learned is not a tinuk shenishba. I believe that the way the Sefer Chassidim is using the term is a person who was a tzaddik, who was originally a FFP from birth, and he chose to leave his community to do averos or to do a specific avera. And then later he comes to realize, I made a mistake. And he does teshuvah. He does a teshuvah gemura. Now he will be given reward, such reward for what he has done, that a person who never experienced this avera will never be able to relate to. But that does not mean he's better than the tzaddik meikara. That's ridiculous. That's totally ridiculous. It just means he is unique. His situation is unique. He will receive a unique reward that a tzaddik gomer cannot relate to, but don't think that a tzaddik gomer should try to emulate him. That's all it means. Okay, the Kotzker Rebbe says kemat this. He says this in a very different way. I'm not going to tell you what he says exactly, but it's clear from the Kotzker Rebbe that that's what this Maimon Chazal means. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, good for you. We're going to stop over here. Take a short break. We'll learn about Parsha Shkolim and all of the related inyanim about Parsha Shkolim.